Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Open Tuesdays through Fridays and weekends through October. For more info, just go to greatlakesdragaway.com.
Getting you home on a Friday. Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane, Wendy's Big Show. Gary and Leroy just having a fashion statement argument during the
Gary
break.
Gary likes
there.
Brand. He like everything has to be a brand.
Not all of it, but I do like name brand.
I don't care. I like knockoffs. I get half of my clothes from the Bob Shop.
No, you need to stop.
I just want to be clean.
Well, I want you to be clean.
He likes the Yetis. Showers? Of course.
Okay, good. I want you to be clean. I like
I used to take one before every game.
The guys, I did too, Leroy. Did you too?
I was weird.
I yes, couldn't I stand did. That. I used to take a shower before every game. So listen, I would wake up in the morning, take a shower, like before I came over. Then I got to the locker room.
Took a nut.
For a strange reason, I go take a nut and just rinse off. I don't even know.
Rinse?
You take a shower every day?
Yeah. Child, please. Three times
a day. I take
a
shower every single
Twice a day.
I may not take a shower on Saturday. But if I go work out, I will.
Well, that's
disgusting.
You know, guys, that's one of our lanes today.
I know. Tim, do you?
Yeah. Oh, twice a day.
Do you take a shower every single day?
Oh, for sure every day. At least one a day. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Do you take a shower every
single day? At least once a day.
I don't know anybody skipping
Sometimes
showers.
Sometimes twice.
What's that boy name back there? What's his name?
Toby.
He don't look like he take one.
Toby. Look at him. He's all clean and fresh.
Can he answer that? Can you ask him?
I don't know. Does he know how to use the mic?
I don't know. Toby, you shower every day?
I think we caught him sleeping or something.
No, you got to turn it on.
Just come in here.
Where it says mic, you put on.
Just come in here. Here he comes.
There he comes.
We got a good question.
Ask him, Gary.
He's a millennial.
Toby, do you take a shower every day?
Every single day.
Oh, I like Toby.
See? There you go.
Tell people your name, where you're from.
I'm Toby. I'm from Virginia, and I'm working here as an intern. I absolutely love it.
He doesn't have a nickname.
Hey, Toby,
we gave him one. I thought we did.
No, we did
no,
not.
He
we didn't give you one.
He's
been here for weeks. Officially.
Is your full name Toby or what?
My full name is Toby, with an I.
Tobias or Toby?
Toby.
Because my middle name is Tobias.
Toby would be...
Is that his nickname, Little Gary?
Little Toby.
Gary Jr.?
You know you gave him a nickname last time we were here.
T-O-B-I-U-S.
Gary, now is he... Us are you with Mandela then?
I'm not doing that, Leroy. I'm not getting racial.
No, you can do a trade.
When
in the
I
next
get
segment.
Racial, you know I'm gonna let you go.
Because the black lady that jumped in there with the lion set y'all back 150 years.
Y'all,
oh, here we go.
That's your side,
y'all.
But Toby's a Washington fan, Nationals.
Well, he's from Virginia,
and
makes sense.
You know the football team. I don't say the other word.
You don't say that?
No, I don't. No, I just say Washington.
Okay,
and they know the team that's maroon and gold. But so you take showers. That's good for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good to meet you, my brother.
We have
He's a very nice
What is this show?
Couple of lanes for you guys to choose from.
Well, we're going to pick a lane right now.
Yeah.
Y'all going to just pass over this man and say he don't take baths on Saturday?
I may
You can just go let that go.
Is that
go?
Like a Christian thing?
I may not.
No. You just need to be clean, cuz.
If I go work out Saturday
Smell like
morning,
Doritos.
Most likely
The blue bag.
I'll take a shower. But if I don't go work out on a Saturday, and if I'm not going anywhere, I'm just laying. Because sometimes
this
all day Saturday,
disgusting.
So like this Saturday, I probably won't leave the house.
So you won't shower?
I probably won't.
Tim, he got hair all over his stomach and his back.
No,
he look like
Leroy.
He look like
Leroy.
Caesar from the Planet of the Apes.
Leroy.
And you tell me you're not washing that hair on
Leroy.
Your back?
Look at Leroy,
oh, man. Leroy, I don't want to see
off.
It, man. Hey,
ain't
man.
Got hair on my chest no more.
No, I don't want to see it. I'll take your word for it.
You know what? This is...
Go ahead, Tim. Set the lanes,
please. Look at that hair.
Man,
I say,
go ahead, man.
Tim, I used to have, like, ideas.
Come on, Claude. You saw life.
Look at it.
But Eddie Murphy, look, come on, it. Claude, put that away, Claude. Claude, put
Leroy
that away.
Leroy just shaved all my hair off, cuz.
Great Lakes
Leroy
Dragway.
Leroy shaved my back hair.
Pick a lane.
Get him some Jell-O, man.
Yeah. All right. So
what's in the first lane?
The first lane is going to be Cowboys and Packers. How do you guys see this thing playing out? 799-1250.
Well, I tell you what, I'm really concerned about Bulaga being healthy. I am. Devontae is out. I'm concerned about that, Tim, because DeMarcus Lawrence is a very powerful guy. He only had two and a half sacks, give or take. Robert Quinn is back. He's sat out for two games. That pass rush has been what Dallas has always done on defense. They always get after the quarterback. They tackle well in the secondary. So I am concerned about getting pressure on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, my I guess the way I see this shaking out, I do believe it's tight only because the X factor is Aaron Rodgers. And he's going to find he's like – and again, I'm not comparing these two. I'm not saying Russell Wilson is better than Aaron Rodgers. That's not what I'm saying. There's certain quarterbacks in the NFL that have a knack to always keep you in a football game.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you've been outplayed, you're still 6 minutes to go in the game and you're down six. Or you're still 10 minutes to go in the game and you're down 10, and you get that next score and you're in a football game. I see this being a tighter game, lower scoring, just because of Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Gary, what you think?
Well, I called it 28-24, so that's good.
Do you think Scanlon
still
can
in
be
the game, though?
Yeah.
Scanlon can be a number one.
I don't know, Leroy.
Hey, Gary, you remember when Greg Jennings didn't play against Kansas City and the number one guy was
Jordy Nelson,
and they just doubled him and took him away?
I fought McCarthy on that game because Mike didn't move him.
Smartest guy in the room.
Mike needed to get him off the line of scrimmage because they can get their hands on him, and he should have had him in the slot.
Right.
Well, he should just move. That was your only guy. Got to move him around. So we'll see what LaFleur does. I mean, LaFleur's offense is really based off on formation, same formation. So you may not see, because they don't do a lot of movement in that.
And they should.
But when you're down a receiver, I think if you want to get him open, you got to, like, where's Waldo? So, you know, I like I said before with Ryan Wood just now, Timmy, it may be a blessing in disguise for Aaron Rodgers in this game. So, because normally Aaron Rodgers see a guy that he loves, he loves him, and he's not reading coverage. He don't care if a joker is open on the backside, wide open in the end zone. If he likes Devontae Adams, he's going to Devontae Adams. This is going to change his whole line of thinking.
That's the right lane.
That's the right lane.
How do you see this game shaking out? Cowboys hosting your Green Bay Packers. The left lane is going to be sustained success versus World Series, and the Brewers just wrapped up, at least David Stearns did, his final press conference. And he likes the sustained winning. Three consecutive years is what he said of playing relevant baseball down the stretch here into the playoffs in two of those 3 years, coming up a game short. Here's one key factor here in the last 3 years, guys. I know you may have heard this stat, but under Stearns and Council, 2017, 2018, and 2019, there's only been one meaningless game. And that was the final game of the 2017 season. Outside of that, every game but one in 3 years has meant something. Now, that could be taken the other way, where the Brewers didn't get a big lead and just clinch in mid-September, and then they were meaningless after that. But that is pretty cool that they do that. However, it's not cool when you can't boast a World Series ring. Sustained success or World Series?
Well, Timmy, to me, it's about sustained success, because I think you find a World Series along the way, right?
Okay.
And I think that's what you got. I mean, it's almost like perfection and greatness, right? Like, if you try to be a perfectionist, you'll find greatness along the way. You can go ahead and take that quote from me if you want to.
Okay.
You can let Ty and little kids, they can do that. I got it from Vince Lombardi, though, by the way.
Okay.
But that's what sustained success is. You keep knocking on the door, you keep knocking on the door, eventually you're going to kick the door down.
And I know Leroy says...
I've changed.
Oh?
Yeah,
Since when?
A couple of hours. Evolved.
Oh, my God.
I think a championship. I agree with Tim.
Of course.
I'm just a slight lean toward championship.
Well, because if you win a championship, when they introduce you to the crowd.
Yeah.
and they say Super Bowl champion.
That's different.
It makes a big deal.
They're runner up.
If they introduce you and say he was in the playoff 8 straight years, it still means something.
Who's talking about Thurman Thomas and Don Beebe over there with the
Bills?
Well,
Beebe got one with us.
Beebe did get one with you guys.
A lot of people. Now, see, that's one. But no,
they went four straight.
No. Maybe outside somewhere. I don't even know about outside. But I'll tell you what, in Buffalo, they do. They are revered in Buffalo.
Would that not be celebrating? Okay, and I'm not saying I agree with this, but loser mentality.
Nah,
you've heard that term.
That's fine, but the only reason why they get down with it, because I think them jokers did it like 4 years in a row, didn't they, Leroy?
Yeah.
Buffalo?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're revered in Buffalo.
Andre Reed and Thurman
Thomas. Yeah, and when you go somewhere with these boys, with Jim Kelly and them, dude, they're like royalty in our circle. In your circle, you might want to call them a loser. That's the fan circle.
Okay.
I mean, I don't even speak for Leroy. For me, they're like royalty. Them jokers that lost 4 in a row, hell, you can't even make that up. You can't even get there 4 times. You get something for that.
But that's sustained, quote,
that's
success.
Sustained success in the worst possible way.
Yeah, it is. All right, and then the return lane. I don't know if you guys have talked about this before, but the return lane.
Jim Kelly Platinum, Leroy.
No question.
No name or knockoff.
Andre Reed.
You wear no name or knockoff stuff.
I wear them both.
Name or knockoff stuff.
I like knockoff. I just do. I like
both.
To say to Money Tim, this man paid $135 for something to hold coffee and water to keep it cold for 24 hours. I got the same thing, but a different name for $5.
Tim. Okay.
Same
name
thing.
Name brand or knockoff?
Tim.
I'm a knockoff guy.
Tim.
I've been shopping with that guy.
I got on Champions right now.
Tim.
Champion shoes.
Tim.
$34.
Tim.
I wear Vans.
Tim. Vans ain't knockoff.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Y'all wear them Jordans. Y'all be wanting to shoot up the Foot Lockers looking for one pair of shoes.
Tim.
I'd rather get the Giannis, for $120.
Tim.
Yes.
I got me a real beautiful, nice Yeti cooler at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him who bought it.
I disclaimer.
Name brand.
Here's a disclaimer.
Name brand.
I do a little work.
Name brand
on the side for a sponsor. I know I wasn't going to carry it. I'll pass it on.
If you want to join us.
I would have kept it, right?
That joke said disclaimer.
Leroy. Yeah.
Disclaimer.
You know me, I do stuff for folks, and they give
disclaimer.
Me something. My boy liked it. I gave it to Gary.
Tim. Tim.
Am I right?
Tim. Tim.
Name, your fit. Name brand, Tim. He's knockoff, right?
We'll Tim. Let the people decide.
Tim. I got a nice smoker.
Oh, that's definitely a knockoff.
At my house.
I gave a knockoff.
Guess where I got it from?
Him.
I re-gifted.
Disclaimer.
Wait a minute. I re-gifted it. Somebody gave me one. I had another. I gave it to him. Hey, buy it.
All right. Packers, Cowboys, Brewers, success. Name brand or knockoff. There's your lanes. Wendy's Big Show.
I'm optimistic about the future and where we're headed. And maybe more than anything else, I think we as an organization and as a front office are energized to get back to work and to build the next contending Brewers team. And that's where our focus is right now.
That's Brewers President of Baseball Operations, David Stearns. He was at the podium earlier this afternoon. We're breaking it down right now. Great Lakes Dragaway, pick a lane. On the Wendy's Big Show, Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, to my right. I'm looking right at Leroy Butler, the future Pro Football Hall of Famer. He leaped in here today. Brought to you by Carlson, Blau, and Clemens, Milwaukee's preferred personal injury law firm. Get the injury settlement that you deserve. Call 414-342-1000. And no Sparky Five for no Bill Baby Tal Schmidt. Instead, we have the franchise, Tim Allen, who's going to give you what you can call in on at 414-799-1250.
Great Lakes Dragaway, pick a lane, right lane, Cowboys and Packers. How's this thing going to shake out? Starting to get a little bit nervous already for that football game. Left lane, is a sustained success okay with you guys and no World Series? Or would you give up a little bit of a playoff run, a number of years, and trade it in for that World Series victory. That's like the left lane.
I like how you try to make that look soft.
And then the return lane is name brand or knockoff.
I like how you did that, Tim.
I mean, so.
You try to make the sustainable success a little soft.
Well,
but,
I mean,
but the real question in the 3 o'clock hour was, would you want one World Series and in the next 100 years you got nothing for sustainable success? Let's go to Tony in Greendale. Tony, you're up next, 105.7 FM for the Fan. Tony, what you got, man?
How you guys doing?
Hey.
Well, I'll pick that. I think it's the right lane with the Packers, Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this, you know, I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen.
Tell me what you think is going to happen. Go ahead,
But
Tony.
I don't hope, this is what I hope doesn't happen.
What you hope, Tony?
I hope they don't get, but I think they're going to get beat up right on the line. And I'm talking controlling the offense, controlling the defensive line. You know, it's going to be, this is a real, going to be a gut check game for them as far as I'm concerned, those guys on the line. Because if they get, you know, pushed around and beat up, and if, you know, if Elliott runs, you know, rough shot over us. Then they're getting beat up, you know, and us too. I mean, if we can't get a yard or get 2-3 yards or get a first down on a running play and Aaron's got to keep going back to pass, if we're on the goal line and there's a first down and we're passing 5 times, 4 times, whatever, I'm going to go crazy, okay? Now, to me, this is the whole game right here. I mean, this is their season. In other words, you got to find a way to control that line of scrimmage. Now, one question I got for you, Gary and Laura, you guys played. What if they got a second string tackle or guard or somebody, put them in that backfield? When you need 1 yard and you get our running back running behind him, why don't they ever do anything like that?
Tony, don't the Badgers got a formation? I think the Badgers got a formation.
The jumbo?
No, they
no,
call
the
it
hippo?
Something else. The hippo.
Hippo. That's
they
it.
Bring in two big linemen.
Well, they might. Why doesn't Green Bay, the Packers do that? I mean, I'd be scared of that if I was any defensive line. Like, oh, my God, you know, are we going to stop this? Well, especially when you need just a couple yards. You're on the goal line. You're on the 2-yard line. You got a first down. Get that ball in there.
All right, so what's your prediction?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's your prediction?
30-21 Cowboys, and I hate to say it, but yeah. I hope I'm wrong.
All right, thanks, Tom. Right. There it is.
Not been feeling great here this afternoon. Even Ryan Wood said that feels like a loss.
Are we gonna let the bag out? We gonna let it out? Yeah. Has Tim even talk? Has Tim talk about?
No.
Yeah,
799-1250.
That's his team, man.
Name brand or knockoff?
Has he made?
So we've been talking Brewers baseball.
Is he scared?
He want to talk about David Stern?
He had to walk around and sustain success.
Look at the shirt I got on.
I had to pull that out.
He did got a Brewer shirt.
5 minutes, I had to pull that out of him.
Got a Brewer shirt on
is
here.
Is he going to talk about the Cowboys?
Aaron Rodgers?
He just like these boys we have from Michigan. Remember the boys we have from Michigan used to work here? They walk around with all their Michigan stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Talk all kind of crap. They get on the radio. Don't mention I like Detroit. Don't mention I like University of Michigan. But behind
I like
the scenes,
everybody.
But behind the scenes, they talk all kind of crap. All I heard last 2 weeks, Jay Novacek this and yep. Jay Novacek
play
that.
Play the cut.
All
play the cut.
That's all I heard.
Leroy. We got it again.
Jay Novacek this. Jay Novacek. You remember?
You
when
better
you,
not play that Mandela.
You did this. You remember?
I'll call
when
your
you,
parents.
You remember when you did this, Leroy? You remember
yep.
Dion?
County
you did,
Stadium.
You remember that?
Here it is.
Here we go.
Here you go to Urban or Novacek. You go into the end zone. Novacek, and that's exactly what they do. Touchdown, Dallas.
1991 at County Stadium.
Yeah. I think we were 4-12 that year, 6-10.
But you were on the other side of the field, though.
Of
no
course.
Big deal.
That's all I was there. I'd have picked.
I know where
well,
you were.
Give us your prediction.
I want to know what side of the field you on.
Okay. What's your score?
All right.
What side of the field you on, Tim?
I do believe that Aaron Rodgers holds this Packers team into this football game.
Soften,
I do.
He's going to soften it up for
me. No, I'm not. I am a huge... huge Aaron Rodgers fan.
Oh, my God.
And that's no lie.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not kidding you.
Over Dak Prescott?
Huge Aaron Rodgers fan.
You're a huge Aaron Rodgers fan.
I'm
a huge
Russell Wilson fan.
Hold on. Are you a huge Aaron Rodgers fan over Troy Aikman?
I'm a huge Aaron Rodgers fan.
That's not what I asked you. Are you a huge Aaron Rodgers fan over Troy Aikman?
I think Aaron Rodgers was.
That's yes or no, Tim.
A better quarterback.
Yes or no. Filibustered a little bit, eh?
Filibustered. What he does. He's brilliant. Timmy, just get in
there. I'm going to say it does come down to a final drive, and I think it comes down to a turnover. Aaron Rodgers has only been sacked 8 times this year thus far. That's, I think, okay in terms of on average, but one of them's going to come out of his fingers. There's going to be a strip sack in there, and it's going to prove costly. It's a tight Cowboys win. It's 2017.
Okay.
Does that sound feasible?
Yeah. I mean, no one's going to predict them to go undefeated. I mean,
I will
understand.
I will say this. You guys watched the game, the Saints game, Cowboys-Saints the other night?
Yeah. It was a physical game.
Jason Witten had a fumble. Zeke Elliott had a fumble.
Yeah, yep.
Two costly fumbles. Yep. What Zeke was also on the goal line somewhere down there.
It's probably the difference in that football game. Doubt. And then the spread is wider here in this matchup, making Packer fans – I don't know, even more nervous. And I think that's what I've gotten, you know, out of today and you know, back at my house, is that there's a little nervous tension here going into this game.
I really feel like, again, you're missing Davante Adams, number one target. I mean, a top three receiver. Most teams, if you're missing that guy, and you don't have any other proven catchers other than Jimmy Graham. I mean, you have to really hope. And Scantling is a straight line guy. Doesn't have a lot of wiggle. I mean, Lazard, I mean, big, strong guy, needs to be in there. He earned that right to make the team.
Kumaro?
They got Shepard. It's unproven. No chemistry with any of these guys. Now, he does have chemistry with Kumaro, but I don't know if he's healthy. I mean, they say he's hurt, and now he's – I don't know. I don't even know if he's available.
Jimmy Graham may bust out for a big, big day.
He might. And if Brian Bulaga is not healthy, that's – difficult. Now, whatever we say, it doesn't matter. The players predict the score, so it doesn't really matter. But I had them on the schedule to lose this game, and I think the Cowboys, if it's a high scoring game, I think that bodes well for the Dallas Cowboys. If it's a low scoring game,
agreed.
I think the Packers have a good chance of winning.
Agreed. And I think it's fairly low. I won't say it's 7-3 like the Bear game, but it's fairly low based on some of the names in this football game.
But if Aaron's over 400 yards, 3 touchdowns, I mean, that's not a good recipe. The recipe is him 2 touchdowns, 250 yards. Because you had a chance for a shootout last week with Philly, and that didn't turn out well. Mm-hmm. You don't need to get into these shootouts. You need to get to where your defense is getting turnovers and getting sacked. That's what you're the best in the league at. But you must stop the run. If they're controlling the time of possession, you can say, oh, man, here we go again. And I really feel like they have a good recipe for that. They're going to play base defense more than any game this particular week, because Dallas plays a fullback at times. They go multiple tight ends. They go multiple wide receiver sets. They want to run the football, but it's all off of play action. So if you're savage, they know that you're very aggressive. They know this. So you can't be nosy this week. Stay back. You and Amos, stay back. Let the guys ahead of you stop the run. You must stop Cooper deep over the middle.
There is a little bit of a bonus for the Green Bay Packers, and he's on the other side of the field. He's on the coaching staff of the Cowboys, and I'll explain next. You want to join the conversation? 799-1250. It is the Wendy's Big Show. Welcome back. Wendy's Big Show, getting you ready for Packers and Cowboys on Sunday, a tilted slate of games in the NFL. Obviously, you had the game last night, Rams and Seahawks. Russell Wilson may be one of the best special quarterbacks.
Hall of Famer.
Maybe.
Gotta be a Hall of Famer.
Maybe. And then you have 10 early games in the noon slate and 2 in the afternoon, the night games Sunday and Monday night. And a couple of teams on bye, that is the Detroit Lions and Miami Dolphins. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, sustained success, or World Series. How's this game going to shake out, Cowboys and Packers? And then name brand or
knockoff.
Let's get out to Mike in Brookfield. Mike, you're up next, 105.7 FM The Fan. Mike, what you got, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? I want to talk about the left lane.
Well, come on, Mike.
You got to go with sustained success.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give you a couple reasons.
Okay.
Would you rather be the Dodgers, who win their league every year and are in, have a chance for it, or you want to be the Marlins, where nobody goes to the game, but they have a World Series?
That's a good point.
And then if you're here, we still celebrate 82 when we lost, but nobody talks about it as much as when I was growing up in the 90s. That's all you could talk about was, hey, at least we got there in 82. But now it's, you're playing in September, August, September. Everybody's talking about the games. I wear Brewer gear all the time, and everybody asks me the score. Hey, what's going on? You know, you just stop at people at the gas station, and they'll talk right to you about the game.
Thanks for the phone call. Here's a great example.
Come on.
The Cincinnati Bengals had Marvin Lewis there for how long? Ever.
12 years?
It was in the playoffs. They were relevant. He's gone. Now they're terrible. That's, you have to pick your poison. How do you want to build your team? And Stearns is basically saying, we're going to go through the process, but we're going to keep getting into the playoffs. Sooner or later, it's going to be our time and we'll be ready for it. I don't know when that's going to be, but I don't know what's going on with the Cubs. They fired their coach. They're just a big payroll. They're, I mean, they may go back for another 100 years to win another one, but for those fans who waited 100 years, they said it was worth it. But a lot of people didn't live to see it.
He's right on the attendance, that Brewers fans are loving it these days. And
they have 4 million people. What you said, Mandela, 3.8
two,
something?
2.93. So,
I always say 4 million. Round it up.
Some 75,000 short of 3 million.
That's
in this
amazing
market. It is
the smallest
truly
market? That's amazing.
Yeah,
it is. On a Tuesday, is, they were getting like 38,000 people. That's amazing.
Now, it's not St. Louis, who averages per night, 81 home dates a year in baseball, 42,000. I mean, that's obviously that's splitting hairs, because the Brewers' average attendance was what, 35,000 a night? 35,000, guys.
Great.
I mean, it's amazing. So, the process, I know it's, we as fans get impatient. Former athletes don't. They trust more of the process than we do.
It's hard to do it. It really is.
I don't know.
It just is.
I want a ring.
But the good thing about Matt LaFleur, though, he has a good fan base, and his stadium has sold out for over 20 years.
Yeah, and Matt LaFleur addressed the media today. We played you a couple of pieces here. The Davante Adams news came out earlier today. Mike Clemens all weekend long with reports from Dallas, Green and Gold postgame show. We've got a ton of stuff. We'll remind you about that before we get out of here at the top of the hour. But let's go back and hear the rest of Coach LaFleur. There he is, Coach LaFleur, getting you ready for Packers and Cowboys here with the Wendy's Big Show. And he mentions Geronimo Allison real quick before the break, boys. It's this could be a huge game for him. We point at MVS or maybe Jimmy Graham, but flying under the radar there is Geronimo.
Yeah, Geronimo... Some games he disappears, some games he shows up. There's no consistency there. I don't know if he's a true number one. I mean, the guy that needs to get off is Scantlin. That's the guy.
He's not a true number one either.
No, but somebody has to be the guy.
That's what I'm saying.
And Scantlin's got most of all the targets other than Davante Adams, and he seemed to be your deep threat. So off of play action, that's the guy. Geronimo got a bad fumble here or there. Just no wiggle to him. Neither guy has any wiggle to him.
Because MVS is straight line.
That's it. They just don't have that.
And Geronimo
missing
is too stiff to be inside.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So
but
how do
he's
you...
good catching radius.
Okay. That's true. That's true.
The touchdowns he caught, he's throwing them. He's stretching out and getting them.
Getting
those catches from Cobb.
A call or two before we head out at the top of the hour. 414-799-1250. It's the Wendy's Big Show. Yeah, I wish. Wendy's Big Show, a Friday edition. I say I wish because it's playing that summertime song. All right, final word from Mike on the South Side, and I'm going to give you a menu over the weekend of sports here with the Fan. Mike, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, guys. Timmy, good to have you off the life support.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel a little bit better, but not much.
I was in the hospital for 10 days, and I listened every day.
Are you okay, Mike?
Yeah, I had like a blood infection.
Whoops.
Oh, oof.
So you want to lose weight, just go to the hospital.
That's a good point.
Great job this season on the post game. Loved every minute loved every game I called. Badgers, 55-10 win. Now, as far as the Packer game, we know what the Packers beat. Dallas has not played anybody. They beat the hapless Giants. They beat the Dolphins.
And the Redskins.
Strap-pick Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
What, Central Michigan? I don't know the third game.
Washington.
Well, it may as well be. And then they lost to a backup in New Orleans. I'm looking for a pretty even game, maybe a field goal. And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, there you go.
We hope you feel better, Mike.
A pretty even game, maybe a field goal. I'm assuming he's picking the Packers to win.
Yeah, because he said it. And he's right. I mean, they didn't play anybody. I mean, they really didn't. And a lot of people was telling me that about the Packers. They didn't play any top-notch quarterback.
The Eagles are a tougher team, I think, than people think.
They won the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That's a good team over there. I mean, they could have went 1-3.
They faced the Bears. The Broncos, okay, 0-4. Yeah, but that defense is still trying to find itself. They're decent. And then you have the Minnesota Vikings defense, decent.
Two playoff tape teams.
Yeah. All right, let me see if I can run this down for you. Up next is the Lodge Kohler kickoff. Bill Michaels talking Packers and Cowboys. Then the scoreboard show, the high school scoreboard show with Mike McGivern. Tomorrow morning, Cutting Edge Outdoors, the home improvement show, the coaches show, final inspection. Sunday morning, you have Fantasy Football Weekly at 10. Then at 11:30, the NFL is here on The Fan. It's Bears and Raiders at 11:30 after the Packer game. You do have Bill and Gary with the Green and Gold postgame show. Faith in the Zone bookends a Sunday of programming. Mike Clemens, all weekend long, reports from Dallas.
You forgot one.
I did?
Yep. You can come watch the game with me at the main hub in Racine to watch the Cowboy game. You didn't know it.
I didn't know that.
I know it, so I'm not going to blame you for it.
The main hub?
The main hub. I'll be there at 3 o'clock to watch the Packers beat the Cowboys. Come down. We got 50-50. We got raffles all for cops and kids. The 501c3 nonprofit that helps police. My godmother, Julia Witherspoon, she kind of started this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And she was a policeman for 25, 30 years. But she helped my son read, and I appreciate that. So you can come down and take a picture and have some fun.
Is that Main Street in Racine? Is that what they call
it? You know it. They got a picture of you up in there.
Main hub?
Main hub. They got a picture of you up there.
It says wanted right underneath it.
Yeah.
Have you seen this guy?
Gary, final word.
Tim's
Packers and Cowboys.
Thank you for filling in. I love you, man. Mm. You're amazing. Smartest man that we
Leave 36.
Around.
Yeah, Bill Schmidt in Vegas right now. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer off doing something. I'm quite sure. Toby did a nice job today.
Good job, Toby. Anthony, you were nervous.
Anthony nervous. Mandela.
You know, I like a guy because you don't that name Toby. You don't hear much.
I agree.
Yeah.
Is it in the Bible?
I don't know. Is that in the Bible, Toby?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Tobias is for sure.
Guys, it's been fun, and I know you guys will be talking Packers football, and that'll be Wednesday. Wendy's Big Show on Monday afternoon with all you guys
Post
back together.
Show.
Yeah, he promoted it.
I got you. Got you covered. You guys have a great weekend.
Put on what you put on, Tim.
He side with your put on.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.